Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Daryl. Okay, Obama and Democrats destroying rule of law and constitutional republic. I had a dream that was really about government leaders. Hold on a moment, please. Everyone present held a government position, and they were all in a circle. They sat in a large circle, about 30 to 35 people. The woman who led the time of giving information would call on someone to share what this person was there to share. The person would get up, share their piece of information, and then sit down. Then out of the blue, she called on me. I wasn't a government official, so I never dreamed I would be called on to speak. I did have about 3 pages of legal-sized paper on a tablet with one-liners of things that I could have shared. When she asked me to stand up and share, I decided to oblige her and share it. I walked around the circle. I walked around the inside of the circle, warning different people that I knew and knew that they did what they did in their position in the government. I walked to one end of the circle and then turned around to walk to the very opposite end of the circle. When I neared the end of the circle, I realized I was standing in front of Obama. I was 3 feet away from him. I didn't even know he was there. Now I'm standing in front of him, and he is smiling at me. I said to him things like, "Obama, I'm so glad you're here. I don't know how you feel about how you've conducted your presidency and what you were doing for this nation. You were the first black man put into the presidency in this nation. You made many promises. You raised much hope. You were elected. Furthermore, I don't know if you did anything that would actually help the black race in this country. If you did, you didn't do much. But if you could tell me the great things you accomplished and promised to myself and all these others in the circle, that would be very nice to hear." Obama had the usual cocky look on his face when he felt like he could really make the best political statement out of this situation by trying to make himself a martyr. I told him, that look that you give to the press and for your political purposes will not help you here, Obama. Your attitudes and responses will not do what you plan for them to do for the press or in this nation. Here you are on trial before a very small group. What have you done to help the people of your race? That you promised you would help, Obama responded. But everything he said was sheer manipulation to hopefully put him in the right spot and portray him as a martyr afflicted because he's black. So I interrupted him again. We're not looking for the politician here. I'm looking for someone to be real to me because I care about the black race. What have you done to better the circumstances of the black race or any race in America? What have you done? Well, Obama in turn went into his rant once again. I said, Obama, I'm not letting you continue down this path. This is nothing but political maneuvering. What did you do when you were in office to further the hope of this nation? He just shook his head because he knew what he was covering up. He knew how little he had done of everything he promised he would do. However, I turned around and walked back to my seat. When I got to my chair, I saw 1,600 White House Avenue pages of concerns on my seat over the things he promised to do that he didn't in the condition he left America in as the president. I picked up the papers, walked over to Obama and put them on his lap. I said to him, there are 1,600 pages filled with concerns over all that you did that was not good for anybody, and all that you didn't do that would have been a good thing, a right thing to do to help anybody. 1,600 pages, Obama. I challenge you to read them. And when you finish, I have 1,600 more pages to give you. 3,200 pages about your 8 years in office. And Obama, it is not just you. You're a Democrat, and this is true of the Democratic Party. You folks don't seem to be in office for the betterment of this nation at all. You have another plan, a New World Order plan. The plan of the elite that think they're going to make America part of the New World Order. Every one of you in office strives behind the scenes and desk when there is no one there but you to accomplish that end. So when you leave office, the nation is not only not better off, but it's actually worse off than when you entered the office. You are one of many, and it's only going to be through God's divine intervention that America will survive. I continued, what has happened to the rule of law in this nation? Democrat Obama, what has happened to it? How has that been protected? What did you do to destroy the very foundation of this nation established in the rule of law? Secondly, what happened to our Constitution? We used to be a constitutional republic. What happened to our constitutional republic from the work of you Democrats? Are we more secure than ever? Are these things set to flourish? What happened to our constitutional republic, Obama? You will have to answer for these two questions because out of all of your cohorts, you did the worst to damage the foundation of this nation. The minute I awoke from this dream, I sat straight up and heard a man's voice say to me, I want you to start praying over the rule of law in your country. I want you to start praying over the Constitution, the Constitutional Republic, and against state capture. If you don't, you're going to lose it. He was talking about our work in the gatherings, and I believe what we are doing every Thursday and Friday night, those two issues and everything connected to them needs prayer desperately. Now, In addition, Karen Hudas, an expert in these matters, told us several years ago in one of our GOEs that we need to pray over the above issues. The World Bank has U.S. under state capture. State capture is a type of political corruption in which private interest significantly influences state decision-making processes to their own advantage through illicit, unobvious channels. The influence may be through a range of state institutions, including the legislature, executive, ministries in the judiciary. It is thus similar to regulatory capture, but it differs through the wider variety of bodies through which it may be exercised, because unlike regulatory capture, the influence is never overt. We prayed and saw God intervene, but He is asking us to begin praying over them, because what was and still is going on with the Democrat president and party. So for America to be part of the New World Order, the elite have to eliminate our form of government, which is the rule of law, our Constitution, and our constitutional republic, to keep us under state capture. Unbeknownst to our forefathers, these things were given to us and were designed to protect us from the one world movement. So the Lord is revving up, you might say, His request for prayer that is of an intercessory nature over the things that I just mentioned. Those things are going to be included tonight and tomorrow night, and I think beyond tomorrow night, I'm going to prepare the prayer points to include them even more than we have been including. I didn't realize until reading this today that I had totally missed the point that Obama, if we wanted to know when it all started with Obama. And he began to infiltrate the system, the network within America, with his devious plans of destroying America. If we want to know what president to look at who has done the most damage, this is according to the Lord Himself, Obama, and those who work for him. And I'm sure that that also means people like the Clintons, Pelosi, and so on. These people have no heart for America. At least no heart to see good come to America. They want only to destroy it and to strip it off the hands and the lands of the people of America. And Obama was the man that they chose to begin that process in a very energetic way. 3,600 things he set aside as things that would directly correlate with bringing America into the New World Order. So I want to encourage you. I've listed out for you the things that we need to stay in prayer for. Please, when you're at home alone, make these things that you pray for in a situation like that as well. They're playing games. Nancy Pelosi is not even, you know, on the drawing board at this point. But I can say that it would only seem feasible that she would I don't know how to say it, but that she would have set up laws and bills and so on and so forth that would have lent itself to working in conjunction with what Obama was doing. And I think the Clintons, although they didn't really implement anything that was that critical, they were ahead of the game and definitely gave their stamp of approval on everything. Now, I want you to know I didn't get this stuff off of line, off of, you know, the line, off of online services. This came to me straight from the throne of God. So we really have to take it seriously. And we have to take seriously that he was the main guy. He was the main guy. Think about that. Of all the presidents that have come and gone, Obama did more damage to this nation than if I were to give you a list of wrongdoings, could not even compare to what Obama did in his 8 years. So we're going to pray for this thing and hold this up by faith. We've got to stop this. God wants to stop it. So he's instructing us how to pray so that he can bring an end to it by the time we have another election. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to Palm. We love you, Palm. We sure appreciate you. I want to tell all of you intercessors, we cherish you so much. Thank you so much for standing with us on behalf of this nation. God bless you.